You just said you're not going to repent for your minor sins. What's a minor sin, sir?
Smoking cigarettes.
No, hold on. According to God's word. Because see, if we know anything about God, we know it from his word. Jesus is the word made flesh. Jesus said we live
Jehovah
by...
Jehovah desires all to attain salvation.
Right.
That's scripture.
Yep, okay. So what makes sins minor and major according to the word of God?
Well,
according to God,
it's what we've inherited from Adam and Eve.
Okay. Well, I agree that man fell because of Adam and Eve, and we have a proclivity towards sin, but we have a free will, and we can choose it, and I can prove it. Jesus said, go, sin no more, which means we have a will, and we can turn from and stop sin.
Oh, I understood.
Okay, so you still didn't answer my question, sir. What Bible verse says that a minor sin won't damn you? Do you think a lie is a minor sin?
I think the only unforgivable sin is blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
That's true. The Bible says that, but...
And even that can be overlooked if God so decides.
Yeah, that's true, sir, but all sin can be forgiven except blaspheming the Holy Spirit, but you must repent of it and leave it. If you live in willful sin...
Oh, yeah, move on.
Yeah, if you live in willful sin, but you still didn't answer my question. What Bible verse, where in the Bible does it tell us that one sin, one minor sin won't damn us? You know why? Revelation.
I was going to say John 3:16.
But that doesn't say. That says all who believe on Jesus. Believing is following him, and Jesus tells us what it is to follow him.
Right.
Is to follow and obey him.
Right.
And Jesus said, go sin no more. Let me go back. Revelation 22 says, whoremongers, adulterers, sorcerers, and all those who love and practice a lie will be put outside of the kingdom. In Acts 5, God killed Ananias and Sapphira, a husband and a wife, for one lie. God cares about all sins, sir, not just big sins, weightier
right.
sins, minor sins.
Right. So he gave you a great gift. Him and Jesus gave us a great gift of our freedom and being free of sin.
But we don't have freedom to keep sinning.
We're not.
But you just said, can you keep sinning and still expect salvation?
No.
Then you just said you're going to repent of your major sins, not your minor sins. Why wouldn't you repent of every lie, smoking, every time you look with lust?
I wouldn't say lie, because liars get the lake of fire.
Right. So, but when you, okay, you brought up smoking because you were smoking. Smoking destroys your temple. Smoking wastes your money. Smoking's addictive. Smoking ruins your witness.
Says you.
That's a sin.
Says you.
That's what the Word of God says.
No,
Paul says, let nothing master you.
Paul had his problem.
Paul said, walk in blamelessness. Paul repented of every sin he ever did. He didn't keep living in it.
Poor bastard almost got beat to death many times.
Well, he did. I wouldn't use that word if I were you, unless you use it biblically. A bastard would be a child that's born out of wedlock. That wasn't Apostle Paul. He was actually a true man of God after he repented, and so I wouldn't use that word about him.
Well, okay. I got to leave shortly, so I just want to say it's been a real pleasure talking
Same here, sir.
To you.
Same here.
And iron sharpens iron.
Yes, it does. But read the gospel. By Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, you must repent. You must be born again. Repent of all sin. The fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience, which you'll come out of the culture, come out of the false church systems, which is all the church systems in America, and endure in the faith. All sin will damn you unless you repent of it. You must turn from all sin.
I've repented of it, but I don't... He gave us a great gift, and he wants us to be thankful for that gift, but he don't want us to be thanking him every 10 minutes.
The gift is Jesus, who came to make a way for us, but you won't be forgiven of your sin if you stay and live in it and practice it.
Oh, yeah, true.
You won't. So the gift is Jesus, who calls us out and gives us the ability.
With my smoking, I use mindfulness.
Yeah.
And
but
with
that will
God
damn,
has allowed me to smoke. Oh.
That will damn your soul, sir. You have to repent of that. It controls you. You have to repent of that. You have to.
Me.
Cigarette smoking controls you. It's destroying
Everything
the temple.
We do controls us.
No, not
Eating
true.
Food is a,
not
is
true. God ordained that. God didn't ordain smoking and destroying your temple.
I never heard him say that in the Bible.
He said, "Don't do any." Paul said, "Don't do anything to defile the temple, or God will destroy you." That's
right.
Defiling your temple.
Who says?
Paul. Apostle Paul, he's the man of God.
I never saw him say
smoking. Yeah, read in the book of Corinthians.
Smoking is
anything that defiles the temple. Smoking defiles your temple. But more importantly, if you were really born of God and your heart and mind were transformed, you wouldn't want to smoke. You would hate all sin.
Oh.
Test yourself. If you really hate all sin, you won't defend it. You will flee it. And that's my plea to you. And you have my gospel card and you have my email. I'd love to encourage you to go deeper in the Word of God than what you've been thinking, what you've been taught. You must walk in holiness and obedience. I love you.
All right.
Have a glorious day.
Yep.